This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has expressed concern over the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
It's a very sad situation. It's a very bad situation, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
Mr. Trump told reporters Wednesday he's spoken with Saudi authorities at the highest level.
This is a bad situation. We cannot let this happen. To reporters, to anybody, we can't let this happen. And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
The Trump administration is seeking more information from Riyadh and a transparent investigation. The president also revealed that he and First Lady Melania Trump would like to invite Khashoggi's fiancée to the White House. Atis Kengiz waited for him to leave the consulate in Istanbul, but he never did. There are growing concerns Khashoggi, a highly placed and frequent critic of Saudi policy, was either abducted or murdered. Senator Lindsey Graham said if Khashoggi was killed, that would cross every line of normality in the international community.
If it did happen, there would be hell to pay. This hangs over the relationship like a very heavy cloud.
Turkey has demanded access to search the consulate, and a pro-government newspaper published a report identifying a 15-member Saudi intelligence team believed to be involved in the journalist's fate. Cameroon continues to await results of Sunday's presidential election. That incumbent Paul Biya is widely expected to win. Issambé Émile is president of the Constitutional Council.
This is the first presidential election that the Constitutional Council is managing, and things are going well. And we want to expect that at the end of the day, all the Cameroonians will be happy with the way things went.
Official results are to be announced by October 22nd. Mr. Biya, in power since 1982, is seeking a seven-year term. This is VOA News. Turkey Wednesday said the demilitarized zone created with Russia in Syria's rebel-held Idlib province has been formed and heavy weapons have been withdrawn. Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said more than 1,000 militants have left the zone. About 100 military vehicles have also pulled out. Last month's agreement was aimed at averting a government assault that could result in an exodus of refugees and mass casualties. Asian stocks fell sharply after a major sell-off in the U.S. Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones falling more than 180.30 points to close at 25,598, a more than 3% loss. It was the largest correction since early February. The plunge came amid rising bonds and alarm over the central bank's incremental increase in the key interest rate. Ross Berger is CEO of Gerber Kawasaki.
It's kind of par for October. It feels like October. But with rates, you know, spiking to 3.25, which is actually where we think rates should be, the markets have to digest this move on interest rates.
Investors are also concerned about rising trade tensions with China. President Trump Wednesday criticized the plunge at the central bank, saying the rate hikes are a mistake. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck remote New Britain Island in Papua New Guinea Thursday, the quake hitting about 200 kilometers southwest of Rabaul and briefly triggered a tsunami warning. Meanwhile, a shallow tremor measuring 6.0 in magnitude jolted Indonesia's Java and Bali Islands Thursday, with initial reports of at least 3 fatalities. Hurricane Michael has weakened to a Category 1 storm after crashing ashore along the Gulf Coast of Florida Wednesday as an intense Category 4 with winds as high as 250 kilometers per hour. One man was killed after a tree fell in his home. Governor Rick Scott said Michael was the worst storm the Florida panhandle has ever seen.
We heard of significant impacts at Tyndall Air Force Base and many communities along the coast. We're turning 100% of our focus on search and rescue and recovery.
Michael caused severe flooding, structural damage, uprooted trees, and power outages. The center of the storm has now moved over southwestern Georgia. The Moroccan Navy opened fire on a boat that it said made a hostile maneuver and found to be transporting migrants. At least one passenger was wounded. The nearly 60 migrants were handed over to Moroccan security forces. U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo Wednesday said the release of an American detained Protestant minister by Turkey at his next hearing would be an important step and the right thing to do. Andrew Brunson has been charged with being linked to supporters of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, the cleric Ankara blames for the failed 2016 coup. Brunson has denied the allegation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.